The title of his article is Join ANH and Take Action to Address Wireless Radiation Risks. The subtitle is ANH Needs Your Help to Push the MAHA Commission into Addressing the Hidden Health Risks of Wireless Radiation and Prioritizing Safer Broadband Solutions. Every day, families are exposed to ever-increasing dosages of invisible radiation from cell towers, Wi-Fi routers, and wireless devices with no real choice in the matter and little warning about the accumulating risks. School kids sit next to Wi-Fi-enabled tablets and laptops all day at school and come back to home often spending hours of recreational time on smartphones or other devices. Babies are monitored wirelessly, and the cot toys and mobiles of toddlers have all too often been replaced by an electronic device. Patients recovering from illness sleep with a wireless smart meter outside their bedroom wall. These exposures are not benign, and their effects are susceptibility and exposure dependent yet. Our federal agencies continue to look the other way. This month, ANH joined more than 70 organizations and individuals in signing a letter organized by the National Call for Safe Technology, NC Force to the Make America Healthy Again MAHA Ball Commission, chaired by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The letter urges the commission to address the health impacts of electromagnetic radiation EMR in its forthcoming Make America Healthy Again strategy. Together, as signatories, we represent a network of more than 1.3 million people concerned about the overlooked role of EMR in chronic disease. Why EMR must be part of the health strategy, a leaked version of the MAHA strategy that has buy-in circulating in advance of the official release in the coming weeks, mentions EMR, but only once in reference to research that HHS promises to undertake to identify gaps in knowledge, including on new technologies to ensure safety and efficacy. This is a far cry from the bold action that is needed to address this health concern. The letter we sent to the MAHA Commission makes clear what ANH and others have been saying for a long time, that a robust body of scientific evidence documents adverse biological effects from radio frequency, RF radiation effects that extend well beyond the narrow thermal impacts tissue heating currently used as the basis for federal safety limits. These include neurological, cardiovascular, immune, and reproductive harms, as well as increased risks for certain cancers. The letter also highlights the inadequacy of the FCC's outdated standards, which are based on testing methods developed in the late 1980s that ignore the heightened vulnerability of children. These standards also never factored in the kind of exposures that are and will be associated with today's Internet of Everything brand, EOE, or tomorrow's AI and next-gen communications-driven Internet of Senses EOS that is being directed particularly towards human healthcare. Despite extensive evidence submitted by researchers and affected individuals, the FCC has failed to update its exposure limits, let alone tailor them towards tomorrow's risks. In fact, in 2021, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled that the FCC failed to consider non-cancer evidence of adverse health effects related to EMF exposure. The court ordered the FCC to provide an explanation for why it decided not to update its human exposure limits for wireless radiation. For over 3 years, the FCC has ignored this court order. A safer alternative, wired broadband, in addition to documenting harms, the open letter strongly advocates for a healthier, more secure, and more cost-effective alternative, wired broadband, particularly fiber, to the home. Wired connections are faster, more reliable, consume far less energy than wireless systems, and avoid the biological risks of pervasive 24/7 EMR exposure to the higher band EDAL, NDWAL. Frequencies that have been opened up for use for telecommunications. By contrast, wireless networks, especially 5G and millimeter wave MMW technology, pose significant health, security, and environmental challenges, yet the FCC is entirely mute as to the known or potential risks. The letter notes that industry insiders themselves acknowledge the lack of pre-market health testing for 5G, while insurers like Lloyd's of London refuse to cover liabilities linked to RF radiation. Key recommendations. The letter calls on the MAHA Commission to acknowledge the adverse biological effects of EMR. establish a federally funded research agenda to fully assess EMR's contribution to chronic disease, develop a whole-of-government mitigation plan to reduce exposures, make wired broadband a national health priority, particularly for children and rural communities, require HHS to provide accurate public information about EMR risks, compel the FCC to update its outdated exposure guidelines in compliance with the 2021 court order. Why This Matters wireless radiation is an invisible but pervasive and ever-changing source of new to nature electromagnetic emissions for which there is mounting evidence of harm to human health, particularly in children and other vulnerable groups. The MAHA Commission must take this issue seriously and integrate EMR protections into the National Health Strategy. Without addressing the hidden and growing burden of EMR associated with the current AI and IoE revolutions, America cannot truly move toward a healthier future. In the meantime, let's keep up the pressure on Congress to meaningfully address this issue, so please add your voice to the campaign.